PBS, AOL, and WETA are currently sponsoring a website, Makers.com, which describes itself as, quote, showcasing hundreds of compelling stories from women of today and tomorrow, end quote. They continue stating that the, quote, historic video initiative features exclusive access to trailblazing women, both known and unknown, end quote. Aside from this, the website also serves to raise attention about the forthcoming documentary, Makers, Women Who Make America, that will premiere on PBS on February 26th. I'm speaking with Sonia Pressman Fuentes, a feminist pioneer who was one of the founders of the National Organization for Women in 1966 and later of Federally Employed Women. She was the first female attorney in the office of the General Counsel at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and is the author of the memoir Eat First, You Don't Know What They'll Give You, The Adventures of an Immigrant Family and Their Feminist Daughter. She is currently leading a nationwide campaign to have some changes made to the website and documentary. Thank you for speaking with us today, Ms. Fuentes.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, Tyler, and you can call me Sonia.
Okay, Sonia. So you've had some disagreements with the producer's decision to include one woman as what they term a, quote, groundbreaker, and their decisions not to include some other women. Can you explain these disagreements?
Yes. First of all, this began when I read the Washington Post online this past September 28th. It was a column by Kathleen Parker, and she wrote about a gathering in Washington, D.C., at which Gloria Steinem and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg were present. And the gathering had to do with a new website called Makers.com and a future documentary film put out by Makers.com to be released on February 26, 2013. And this website and the film claimed to be chronicling the history of the women's movement and featuring women who made things happen that changed the status of women in this country. And they were being sponsored, Makers.com was sponsored by PBS, AOL, and WETA. And I was very excited when I read about this because I've been a feminist advocate since 1963. And so I was very excited to learn about this new website and this documentary film, and I sent out an email to my feminist list about it. And one of the recipients of my email wrote back immediately and asked me whether I realized that Phyllis Schlafly was included. I was stunned when she wrote me that. I told her she must be mistaken, and I went and checked the website and found that she was indeed true. This was startling information, a very surprising information. When I looked at the website, they included Phyllis Schlafly in the definition of groundbreaker for women's rights. And the website describes groundbreakers as, quote, firsts in their fields, visionary role models, and frontline activists who sparked historic change for women, unquote. Now, Phyllis Schlafly is somebody who, since the 1970s, has opposed every law and every possible change that would improve the status of women in the United States. She was a member of the John Birch Society. She's been an opponent of the Equal Rights Amendment and of every program advanced to help women over the last decades. Most recently, she endorsed the infamous Todd Akin, as you may remember, gave a talk or made a comment stating that any woman who's having sexual intercourse who doesn't want to get pregnant, all she has to do is will that and she won't get pregnant. And she was an endorser of Todd Akin. So I could not believe that Makers.com was including her as a groundbreaker for women. So that began a campaign on my part to ask Makers.com, PBS, and AOL, and WETA to remove Phyllis Schlafly from the website and documentary altogether, or at least not include her as a groundbreaker for women.
You've been in contact with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is also featured on Makers.com about this issue.
That is correct.
What has her role been in your campaign?
Well, I wrote to Justice Ginsburg, whom I know, and told her what was going on. And since she's also a groundbreaker, I thought she would want to know that another so-called groundbreaker included with her was Phyllis Schlafly. And Justice Ginsburg wrote me back on October 10th of this year, and she, if I may quote from her letter, and I wrote her about something else also. Not only is Phyllis Schlafly included as a groundbreaker, but not included is a single surviving or living founder of the National Organization for Women, or NOW, of which I am a founder. There are currently, according to my research, 9 founders of NOW. Originally, NOW was founded by 49 men and women. According to my research, 9 survive. Makers.com does not include a single one of those NOW as a groundbreaker for women. So I wrote to Justice Ginsburg about both of those things, and if I may quote from her letter, she said, quote, "The absence of any founding member of NOW is a huge oversight and surely should be corrected. I hope you will help in that endeavor," unquote. And then she wrote further, quote, "As for Phyllis Schlafly, I agree she most definitely does not fit the current description of groundbreaker. I think the idea was to portray women influential in the 1970s. She was that. Without her, we would have had the ERA," unquote. And then she says further on, and I quote again, "The producers should change the explanation of what they are trying to portray, specifically to distinguish those who strive to open opportunity doors for women from those who would keep women confined," unquote.
So what have the producers of Makers.com and the related documentary told you about their decision to include Schlafly and their definition of groundbreaker?
Well, they made 2 changes in the definition of groundbreaker. On 2 different occasions, they changed the definition of groundbreaker to include those who opposed rights for women, but they're still calling them groundbreakers. And they did that in an attempt to satisfy my complaints. I had several telephone conversations with Betsy West and exchange of emails. Betsy West is one of the 2 filmmakers for Makers.com. The other one is Dylan McGee, and that person was copied on our exchange of emails. And Betsy West changed the definition twice. The first one made absolutely no sense, and when I pointed that out to her, she changed it a second time. But she's still including Phyllis Schlafly as a groundbreaker for women. And a friend of mine, formerly Chief Justice of the highest court in New York State, wrote to me that calling Phyllis Schlafly a groundbreaker for women's rights is like calling George Wallace a groundbreaker for civil rights. And so I made those pointed out those things to Betsy West, and apparently in an attempt to get me to end my campaign, she twice offered to interview me for the Makers.com website, although she didn't say that I would necessarily be in the documentary film they're making. And I told her that I was not interested in being interviewed for a website that considered Phyllis Schlafly a groundbreaker. And so they adamantly refused to remove Phyllis Schlafly from the definition of groundbreaker. Why they have taken that position, I cannot begin to imagine. I can only speculate that perhaps right-wing money is behind this website and documentary film. Beyond that, it makes no sense to include Phyllis Schlafly as a groundbreaker for women.
And as far as your campaign, what has it consisted of so far, and what do you plan on doing in the future?
Well, first of all, I let my views be known to the people at Makers.com, Betsy West and her associate, Dylan McGee. I let my local PBS station, WEDU, know of my dissatisfaction with this. I have shared this information with feminist activists around the country. And a young woman whom I mentor named Talia Weisberg, when she learned about this, asked me if it would be all right with me if she created a petition setting forth these issues, and I was very pleased that she offered to do that. She did create such a petition. I reviewed it and agreed on the language, and she has such a petition, and I can tell you the website, and we so far have 200 signatories of that petition. And the URL for that petition is tinyurl.com/Schlafly petition. And I'll spell that for you. Tinyurl is tinyurl.com/Schlafly is spelled S-C-H-L-A-F-L-Y, followed by the word petition. And as I said, we have 200 signatories so far. Makers.com, PBS, AOL, and WETA should all be notified by, I think it's called change.org, which has these kinds of petitions. And they are supposed to be notifying Makers.com, AOL, PBS, and WETA. But last week, I sent an email to the CEOs of PBS, AOL, and WETA, telling them about this petition and our campaign.
And have you heard back from any of them
yet? No, that was just, I probably did that last Friday or Saturday. If anybody would like to help us with this campaign, first of all, they can go to the petition, tinyurl.com/Schlafly petition, and sign the petition. They can also send the petition to their friends, family, organizations that they're affiliated in, and put it on Facebook, Twitter, and other social networks. They can write to Betsy West and Dylan McGee, the filmmakers at Makers.com. They can write to the CEOs of PBS, AOL, Makers.com, and WETA. And they can call or write their local PBS station. And if they need any more specific information, my email is S as in Sam, P as in Peter, Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S, at Comcast.net. And I'll be happy to give them any additional information they may need.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's been a pleasure.